Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back to 929. I'm your host, Ishan Akbar, bringing you this award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com. Fiverr is the freelance marketplace where you can find all the talent you need in one place. Before we get going, I really want to share a podcast recommendation with you. Our good friends at 40 Minute Mentor will be releasing a fantastic episode next week that you just don't want to miss. The host, James, will be joined by the incredible Helen Tupper, co-founder and CEO of Amazing If, author and co-host of the Squiggly Careers podcast. Head over to Apple, Spotify, and all major podcast platforms to listen to it, as well as a catalogue of other inspiring episodes from 40 Minute Mentor. Now, let's get into our next lesson from a truly creative guest. This week, I'm joined by Morgan Freeman.
I'm looking forward to being on the 929 podcast. My God, it's the best damn podcast in the game.
Well, sort of. He has over 100 million views across his videos online and almost 500,000 subscribers on YouTube. He's an impressionist, comedian, and filmmaker. It's Charlie Hopkinson. Charlie's dedication to ensuring that his impressions are perfect before putting them out into the world means that people get a real shock when they hear just how good his impressions are. He's here to talk to us about cracking your creativity. Now, what does this mean? Is it about finding your creativity, or is it about you're already a creative person and you go to another level? What does that mean?
It's about building your creative career from the ground up. So starting with the business foundation to allow you to unleash your creativity later on.
For the uninitiated who may not have come across your voice, heard your voice before, tell us what it is that you do. How would we know you?
So I'm a voice impressionist and comedian who is best known for Morgan Freeman. I did Morgan Freeman on for a television program called Lookalikes on Channel 4.
Now, as a comedian, I often get people often ask me, you know, how did you get into comedy? And the answer is always kind of delusion and depression. But for an impressionist, I feel like it's a slightly different thing. How did you get into doing impressions?
Well, there's a healthy amount of delusion and depression. but I think I always liked impressionists, like when I was a teenager, but I never tried it. So I started when I was like 19. I refused to show anyone for the first year of practicing Morgan Freeman, which I think was a good idea. But the first time I showed someone, they went, wow, that was actually unexpectedly good. Which if they hadn't said that, I think I probably would quit straight away, having spent a year doing it in the background. Then I moved on to Fiverr and sold my wares on Fiverr. Then onto YouTube, and then finally in the last sort of 4 or 5 years into stand-up.
That's awesome. Explain to me the Fiverr connection, because how did you think, oh, you know, these voices and impressions that I do is something I could sell as a product on Fiverr?
Yeah, that's the delusion, isn't it? It's so on Fiverr, again, just stumbled across it, people selling random things. This is the very first iterations of Fiverr, things that you would have thought no one would pay for. And then, yeah, lots and lots of birthday messages later, it became a little bit more concrete, I guess.
That's awesome. What a weird and wonderful way we get into these kind of things, right? What a weird and wonderful thing. So you explained that when you referred to the particular lesson in terms of cracking your creativity, you were talking about the business foundations to be able to pursue your creative arts. What does that look like? What does that mean?
So as someone who really didn't come from an artsy background, so I did a degree in maths, stats and economics, it would have been a hard sell to myself and I guess to my parents to go and start a creative career off the back of that. So I was always sure that I wanted to make sure I was, if I was going to pursue it, that I would be financially secure. So I did a lot of like thinking, a lot of research into constructing my career in a way where it's security first. And then once you have the security, the more fun stuff can come later. And planning that all those years ago has kind of made it happen, which I think is a good way to, particularly if you're not necessarily from the artist kind of fields, that's a good way to look at a creative career as an option.
As a fellow economics graduate and a former banker who is now a comedian, this is singing to me in so many ways. Does it mean having a nest egg? Does it mean having investments? What did it mean for you?
Not really. It was a case of always having a base level of something that you could rely on, which is really where Fiverr came in. And I go, well, part of it is about living frugally so that you never, your lifestyle and your also funding your art never outweighs your what is coming in. And also I found that as you went on, because you are creatively fulfilled doing your creative job, you don't feel the need to spend lots of money on things that you don't need as well.
What does creativity mean to you?
So creativity for someone who is literally copying someone's voice, like word for word, doesn't sound like they're kind of two different things, aren't they? Like the way I see creativity, it's like combining different elements from multiple fields to create something different. That's how I view it. I think that it can be confused with originality, and I think originality is rare and a lot of the time not very good. And I find it difficult to be original as well, which is probably why I formed this view.
What tip would you give your younger self?
Source and pay your mentors, which is something that I keep coming back to and maybe are slightly reluctant to do, which in turn means you don't know everything. There are people who know more in this field than you do. Find the ones who are doing it well and pay them to show them that you're serious. Why should you be worth the time? If you offer to pay someone, then you're showing them.
What has been the most important lesson you've learned about creativity in the time that you've been doing it?
Not letting your ego get in the way of continually to try and improve. So, for example, in stand-up, it's always useful to listen back to every gig that you do. But if you get lazy with that, you almost find, like I've almost found that you stop improving. And that's almost like I think I'm this good, and it would be embarrassing for myself to listen back and realize, oh, those jokes really didn't work. So the lesson is about freeing yourself up to be creative. And I think all these things do get in the way. I think there's a romanticism around the starving artist and as I just said, the ego getting in the way, and everything you need to be taking stock and thinking is what is getting in the way of my creativity. But if you're aware of these things, it can free you up to be more creative than you have been before.
Is there a particular impression that people are always like, oh, go on, mate. You're in the pub with your mates, like, come on, Charlie, do
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Should I do some Morgan Freeman?
Yeah, go on then. Yeah. A freebie, why not?
Well, I'm looking forward to being on the 929 podcast. My God, it's the best damn podcast in the game.
That's awesome. I love it. Tell me the truth. Have you ever, you know, gone on a date and just adopted a voice that isn't yours for that date just to see what it goes like?
I got a date off the back of a Morgan Freeman convention and that was a weird one. That was...
Her name's Halle Berry. Well, Charlie, or should I say Morgan, an absolute pleasure to chat to you on 929.
Right back at you.
Charlie spoke candidly about taking calculated risks, even with creative pursuits, because preparing for the stuff that you don't want to think about both A, forces you to create, and B, unlocks your creativity. Put it out there, but prepare. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family, and Fiverr is the digital marketplace for freelancers. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave us a review, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.